Well, let's move on here. Mabel Louise is in the studio, and we were just visiting about the transmitter. Actually, we were off the air last night. I should probably just fess up and say I took us off the air for just 5 minutes so I could make a couple of changes inside the transmitter. And when I turned it back on, it didn't go. So, isn't that something? But it needed some service. And so I had to kind of keep digging, and I was surrounded by parts and pieces and grease and mess. And and finally, about 2 or 3 minutes before midnight, the transmitter came back on the air. I told Terry right after, the first thing I heard on the air was a song that's based on Psalm 112. Greg Stewart remembered it right away. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
Yeah,
it was
Psalm 112.
Oh, that was a great encouragement to me, you know, just to remember, because I had committed that whole 4 hours of work that I put in to God. And I just asked him to be with me, and I don't know how sometimes we get through things like that when we're trying to dig through, but
I don't know what we'd do without you.
That's what I was saying to God. Yes. All right. Well,
you said that to the Lord, he helped you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Wonderful day, huh?
It's a good morning. It's so hard to believe, isn't it? It's already April 10th, and I still have big piles of snow all around my yard, and I bet you do, too. And someone called me yesterday, and I mentioned the fact that we had lots of snow around my house. And they said, well, we had 20 inches. So that was more than what we've had. So I couldn't complain about a thing. And let's remember, this too shall pass. And pretty soon, I told Pat, pretty soon we'll all be complaining about the heat. And we'll wish for some cool days. Well, say, I've got a report. The robins are back at my house. I'm sure you've had them for quite a while, but I haven't. And that's so unusual. And I looked out my office window, and lo and behold, there was a flock of robins, not just a pair, but a large number of them flying together. And they were so cute, dipping down in the pools of snow water, taking a drink. And you can tell it's spring by the various animals that I see coming and going in my woods. Yes, Mrs. Fox is due any time now to bear her pups, and she wobbles across my backyard. Well, so much for my zoo. Carol left me a note and a pre-copy of the April update. It's a good one. Nice article by Steve Snyder. And a report on the hoops wrap-up. And I see that I didn't realize it, or I've forgotten. I had the greatest number of callers. That was nice. I love our listeners. They're so faithful. And I guess it says here, Mabel Louise had the greatest number of pledgers, and she's got in parens 14 for her 5 shots taken, and little 3-year-old birthday boy, Cooper, that's Caleb's little boy, matched Grandma Mabel Louise's 3 baskets. How about that? My competition was a 3-year-old. My goodness. Wonders never cease. And so my verse for the day is, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah said that as he was encouraging the Jewish people to get busy and do the work to restore Jerusalem back to normal. There had been a great battle and terrible damage, and Nehemiah, led of the Lord, went there to be the leader to get it all fixed up again. And he was praising the Lord. I hope that you're doing that today, too. And on the broadcast, I want to visit with you on why it is so important to go to church. Usually, I try to follow up questions that are said to me or asked of me. And it just so happens that recently I had a person come that I'd invited to come to church. They come every so often. And I'd invited them to come, that we missed them. And the answer was, I don't know why I need to go when I can worship at home as well as worshiping at church. And maybe you've had that same statement said to you. Or maybe, just maybe, you've said that same statement for your own belief. Well, let me give you some scripture of what the Lord says about it, okay? And I'll try to maybe give you some push to get going and get back to church. I especially want to give you scriptures that would answer that question. And if so, let me give you some good reasons. First of all, you have the joy of gathering with others who love to praise God for his wondrous greatness. Psalm 122, verse 1 says, I was glad, that's King David who wrote it, and he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So he felt it was important. And then secondly, the encouragement and the care and the unity that comes when believers meet together. It's really, really precious. And then the wonderful instruction and edification and challenges that come from the teaching of God's word is so special. You'd miss out on all of that. And then what about obedience? And that is certainly important. What about the obedience to God's command to meet regularly? Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What does that mean? It means don't stay home. Don't forsake the habit of assembling and going to church as the manner of some people, but exhort or ask or encourage one another as you see the coming of the Lord. It's so important. And that, you know what, have you noticed all the activities going on in the lives of people on Sunday? I go to Sunday school and it starts at 9:15. We leave the house at 9 because I'm not very far away from the church. And people are still sleeping, not a car hardly on the road. And then the rest of the day when I'm on my way back home from church, I see people pulling boats to go fishing and boating, and all kinds of sports and activities are held now on Sunday. Do you remember the day when it was Wednesdays and Sundays were special days for the church to have activities? Well, those days are gone, aren't they? Doors are open, and even Wednesday nights are occupied by some other activity. But you know what? It's good, isn't it, to be reminded how important it is to attend church. Let me give you some verses that will back this up. Maybe you're saying, now, come on, Mabel Louise, you're meddling today. I don't mean to. Actually, I just want to encourage you. I just want to do what this last verse said, exhort you or beg you or encourage you to attend church and to hear your pastor. After all, he works all week on his message, and it would be awful to go there and not have anyone there to listen. Yes, our pastors need us to be committed to come to church and take part in all the activities and get a job in the church. Have some place in the church where you can serve and use your gifts and talents. Well, back to the scriptures. Let's start with the Old Testament. Exodus 20, verse 8 says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day, it's the Sabbath of the Lord your God, and it's in it you shall not do any work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant." The Holy Spirit is singled out, each one. "Nor your cattle." Can you imagine that? Well, they used oxen to pull their plows and what have you. And the Holy Spirit's even mentioned cattle. "Nor thy stranger that is within thy gates." So the whole group is supposed to rest on Sunday. It goes on to say, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. And he rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." I like to listen to Dr. Merritt on his program on the television. He's very, very good. Always has something special new to add to his messages. And he says that if you want to be successful, give God the first hour of every day, the first dime of every dollar, and the first day of the week. Let me repeat that. Give God the first hour of every day, having your devotions, the first dime of every dollar, and the first day of the week. So, actually, Sunday was selected as the first day of the week since that was the day that Christ rose from the grave. Therefore, Sunday is time out day out of the seven. God didn't command that we rest because he was tired. No, we're tired, but not the Lord. God doesn't need it. But we do. I know I do. I look forward to Sunday. Get to go to church and Sunday school. And then come home, eat a bite of dinner, and have a nice long nap. That is so great. So there are three parts of every life: the mental, the physical, and the spiritual. Well, the physical part of our needs has to be recharged. And if not, oh, ouch, we run out of energy, don't we? So with our mind, we are to remember and schedule the Lord's Day in our lives. And remember, we're the guilty ones because we make our own schedules. And if they're too busy and you complain, all you have to do is cancel out something. So every 6 days, we're to take the day off and worship the Lord, go to church, and rest. And God rained down manna every day, and you could only gather what you needed the night before the Sabbath. And on Friday night, you were to gather enough for the Sabbath day because the Jews worshiped on Saturday. How interesting that if they gathered over the amount that they needed on those days, it would spoil and even rot away. So the Lord was teaching, take this day for me, and I will bless you. But you have to obey. Have you ever visited or had a meal at Chick-fil-A? Well, we don't have that around our area, but maybe you do. It's a fast food restaurant. And the owner of that chain is a wonderful Christian, and he closes his restaurant on Sunday, he says, because he wants his people to go to church. Isn't that wonderful? And you know what? The report was that even after closing his place on Sunday so that his employees can be active at church, he earns more in 6 days than they do even in seven. I think the Lord has something to do with that, don't you? I do. So we have to remember that it's a time out on Sunday and time in on church. And most of our tiredness today is from being too busy anyway, too heavy of a schedule, and too many pleasures in our lives. It is more of this than actual hard work, don't you think? Oh dear, I'm out of time and I have to get off the air. But tune in to my next broadcast and let me continue, okay? God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.